Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
At the Home Depot, we have Black Friday savings all through November. And with that comes a joyful holiday bustle that we just love to hear. Although we also love the sound that comes after the holidays, when people put their new tools to use. In fact, we love it so much. When you buy select Milwaukee M18 kits, you'll get an extra tool for free. So after you're done filling the air with holiday magic, you can fill it with the sounds of doing. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Oh, you don't have your headphones in. What is with you? Are you just playing me out of the... Yeah, you don't have your headphones in. way to go, Manny.
I wasn't even looking at the screen. I was like, oh, he's probably doing something.
No. Nope. I was actually essentially all ready.
Essentially. Allegedly ready.
Allegedly, yeah. No, I've only really got one thing to talk about because I haven't seen Andor yet. I've had a very, very busy morning.
Andor's so, fantastic. Yeah.
I'm hoping
Andor
will be watching right after we record this, ignoring the editing portion for the next 2 hours.
It's funny because the way that Gig described it.
Yeah,
is literally probably the way that that it really is. It's funny, like it's like, oh yeah, that's exactly how it.
What'd he say? I didn't catch his.
He said that it's basically Dune, like Star Wars.
Mm.
So like if you like that kind of if you enjoy Dune, then you're probably gonna enjoy Andor.
Cool.
And I was like. I was like, you know what? I was like, he's not wrong.
Because it's more mature, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't mean necessarily bloody or anything. We just mean it's not an over the top adventure film, like a all ages family adventure type.
Yeah, so you're gonna maturity. I'm very curious, and I haven't looked at it yet on Twitter, but some people's reactions of exactly what they've thought of it, because the thing is, early reaction for Marvel or Star Wars content is usually very inaccurate, because it'll be all of the
diehards.
And I apologize, Nick, but I have to use you as an example.
Yes,
it's all the Nick dolls who are saying it's the best.
It's the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the best Marvel project since the last best Marvel. Marvel project. Anyways, we actually kind of have to start the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Available wherever you get your podcasts from. Please follow us on your favorite apps like Stitcher, Spotify, Apple. We're on Sounder now. All of that good stuff. And then, of course, subscribe here on the YouTube channel if you're watching. And yeah, check out lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news needs. and opinions. I'm Kyle. That's Manny. We've got social media information on your screen or in the description box down below. I am, like I said, I'm nervous but cautiously optimistic that I will enjoy Andor. It is, it's been just like Phase 4. Most of Star Wars has been disappointing to me in recent years. You know, most, not all. It sounds like my lawn care is happening right now. So hopefully you guys don't hear the mower in the background too much. But I still, I've been burned, man, you know? So like, I'm nervous. Like, I don't think, like much like my head, I don't think I could take another brain injury without being a vegetable. I don't know if I can handle another disappointment from Star Wars. So I'm not saying this is already disappointing me or anything, like, I'm nervous about it.
It's funny because like I even went back and I watched Rogue One, and then I realized that might be the last good movie they made, and I didn't even realize it.
Janet is turning over in his grave right now. He's not even dead, but you know.
Yeah.
Are you in on the Jammer Janet joke?
No, I'm not.
So when I use the like glide or swipe texting on my phone, where you know just swipe between each letter. And so even though I've taught it Jammer, every now and then it still pops up Janet. And because I don't proofread texts or Discord messages, I just send it off. So every now and then you'll see me calling Jammer Janet, and it's on accident. So others started doing it on purpose.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, so yes, refer to Jammer on Breaking Geek Radio as Janet. Oh. Go ahead, guys.
So yeah, that it was very cohesive, very straightforward, and it's a pretty good movie. And so I watched it again last night, and I was like, huh, this is pretty good. And then I already have the advantage that I've seen 4 episodes.
Yeah.
And also, I'm one of the people who have been very tired of the fact that we were promised post Luke Skywalker stuff, mm-hmm. and never got it, you know?
Yeah. And here we are again between episodes 3 and 4 again.
Right. So this, so like, at least Andor has nothing to do with
Skywalkers. Yeah.
So, and from what I've seen and what I remember, it's not like they try to give you a bunch of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
For you to be like, oh my god, look, this is where no, like this is Andor's story. This? Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, it's like so.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm nervous but cautiously optimistic. Everything I saw of it looked really good. You want me to tell you what I'm actually fully scared of? Like scared to death of?
Besides aliens?
Besides you asshole.
Sorry, you don't have to.
Speaking of Marvel, it is a Marvel thing that's got me concerned, and that's Daredevil Born Again. We had heard rumors that Kristen Ritter's Jessica Jones would be in the Daredevil Born Again. Now we're hearing buzz, as you can see our Barside Buzz column on LRMonline.com. KC Walsh, known to be a fairly reliable source, and if they comment on something or talk about something, it holds some weight, but nobody's batting average is perfect, right? But KC Walsh said that they, reading off of their Twitter recently, they responded about Maya Lopez Echo showing up in Daredevil Born Again. KC Walsh said, I know I was in denial about this, but it sounds like another popular character will show up as well due to a scheduling conflict, as it appears they will take the rumored role Jessica Jones had. And then we get Tom Smith, which is a name I'm not as familiar with, but saying basically Born Again is reintroducing the Netflix characters to the mainstream. They plan to bring in Ritter, but there's a scheduling problem for Born Again, so they needed a different star to fill the role. They're saying it's John Bernthal's Frank Castle. And then they said, wouldn't be shocked if Ritter cameos, though. So again, these are people commenting on things that hold enough weight and that Cam felt like writing it up. And he also bounced off some stuff about Daniel RPK and other Netflix characters such as Foggy. Why am I scared, Manny? Because we've already heard them try to soft sell us on the whole Daredevil doesn't need to be rated M. We've heard and talked about Charlie Cox's comments about, you know, things being tonally different and not having read scripts or anything yet. I don't know, man. Do you see Frank Castle working within the MCU proper, unless they do some stupid shit like make him the Hand in the comics? I'm scared, dude.
Yeah, Frank Castle doesn't work in the MCU. Unless they're going to change their ways drastically. So that's really all I got to say about it.
Would you watch a former gun-toting Punisher that now uses swords as an assassin? Like if they comicked him up for the MCU going forward, would you even watch that? Would that even interest you? Because it really doesn't me. It just takes apart everything that is Frank Castle.
Here's the thing. We have to watch it.
Like, I don't have to do shit but die.
Well,
one day.
Well, no, you'll watch it. And then, you know how I know you'll watch it? Because we need to talk about it.
Well, yeah, I'm going to see it, but it doesn't mean I'll continue to watch. It doesn't mean that I want to watch it. Doing things for I was in the Army, man. I've done a lot worse things that I didn't want to than watch something.
it just doesn't work. Like, there's a huge reason why those Netflix shows were so successful. Part of it was the dark, violence, gritty,
the darkness,
and violent tones. That fight scene adults. That they did in Daredevil, that then they decided to replicate in every show.
The one shots, yeah.
Single takes. That's something that doesn't happen in the MCU.
It's gorgeous.
Some of those very, very personal, gritty moments in Punisher is something that doesn't happen.
Nope.
In the MCU. Those moments with Jessica Jones where she's just really questioning herself and what the hell she's doing in life and kind of dealing with,
or hell, even stuff. her central trauma of right. having been under Kilgrave's
that's,
control.
Yeah. Does not you cannot that. Do that in the MCU. so yeah, and anything that they would do with these characters, I have to take a deep breath and press play, because if I'm being honest, and I haven't seen today's episode, so maybe I'm wrong. But the last week
of She-Hulk,
in particular, yeah,
that's tomorrow.
What is today? That's right. Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Then up to this point, She-Hulk has fallen off a cliff.
Yes.
Last week's episode
100%
was glaringly bad. No direction. No real point
set up. It felt. Like it didn't. It felt like there were characters doing things that we not only would we not expect, but it felt like it was just cut wrong. The lawyer Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that was.
I hate to bring up Nick, but Nick's like our Nick is saying that Nick. Oh, he's much more personable in his off time. I was like, no, dude. Like they would have shown us any if they had shown us geeking out about Avengers in the legal named bar. I forget what it was called, but the little bar that they hang out in. If you had seen an episode two or three, him be geeky with that, that would have made his character arc character traits in this week's episode better, more acceptable. But all we had ever seen was straight-laced Nick the lawyer, and then all of a sudden he's dancing and all geeky about Avengers. Whatever. You're muted, bud.
There you go. it was it, I and then and I don't know if it's just because then I was so out of the story now that I can tell, but the CGI of She-Hulk and that, like, her hue was turned up and the brightness was turned up. She did not feel like she belonged in any of those scenes.
It was
like
bad.
And you know, it's funny because one of the worst colors effects artists deal with is green because of green screens.
Blue, anything with blue light can be hard to color grade
those
and record.
Two. If you're telling me that that's what's acceptable, and then we're gonna keep going, it does worry me because, like, She-Hulk had a good foundation, but tomorrow, I'm really excited to watch tomorrow's episode to see if do we course correct a little bit, or is this what we're doing? Every series can have a bad episode or two.
They can, but like, let me shake my magic eight ball. Magic eight ball will She-Hulk correct course? Outlook bleak. There you go.
You know what? That's still a Dumb and Dumber chance. There's still, you know, one in a million chance. And we still got a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance. Yeah. So
anything's possible. Yes.
Just now, and I don't know if you want to do this because you said you didn't have anything else to talk about.
Sure. What's up? What do you got?
The trailer for Disney's Strange World just dropped. And that's their next feature presentation.
Strange World. Okay, yeah, we could do we could take a quick look at that. What am I at? 1440-ish. I try to.
And I'm very curious about this for what most people think because of the fact that it's so different as far as what animators did. And I have insight on it because I met with the animators in Burbank last week. I just sent it to you via Slack to make it easier.
Oh, okay. I was already pulling it up. I got
That works.
Disney's thing up. Do you want to play it on your end when I say go? And that way,
yeah, I guess I can
don't
do
have
that.
I don't have to hide your gorgeous face, Manny.
I mean, it's all right.
All right, man. You ready?
Yeah.
Three, on go. 3, 2, 1. I hope I've been waiting on another Wreck-It Ralph, man.
So
another incredible something to hit me like that.
So the interesting thing about this animation for the characters, specifically the humans, is that they've mixed classic,
like the pulp feel to it.
Classic Disney animation. Think of like Ichabod from and just kind of that long accentuated body. With the current model that they've used in like Moanas and Frozens and Encantos.
Yeah, I can see it a lot in the faces too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way over our heads.
I'm not an explorer. I'm a farmer. Who's that voice?
Which one specific? Oh, that would be Jack Gyllenhaal.
Okay, there it is. Jake, you mean?
My apologies, Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay, what about this is the
time to do it. Really?
No! Messing with you. Come on. Let's make history.
I feel like I've seen this before. I might be watching the wrong one, Manny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I might be. There's no date on it. Where was the date? 1 hour ago, official new trailer. Freaking should have just opened up your damn
you should have
your thing, but I was already doing it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let me check it out. Manny's seen it. Now I'm watching this one with he's like packing a crate.
Oh no, this right now, yeah, you're probably watching the wrong one.
No, I was watching the wrong one. Now I'm watching. Now I'm. It's like 2 minutes and 22 seconds. I'll let it play. Let's see here. Yeah. I thought like when they showed the stuff on Disney Plus Day or something a while ago, and it's got the real pulpy feel, and the narrator is giving his best news reels. voice. It always reminds me of like Futurama these days. And I could kind of even see like that Futurama aesthetic where it also used that that retro futuristic feel. They even make fun of things like discs and the aesthetic of things like the Jetsons in Futurama. So I like it when people play with that stuff and riff on it with a modern take on the future. And I'm always down to see crazy worlds. I just found out there's a dad and a grandpa on this crazy world.
Just the grandpa.
Yeah. It looks cool, and whether or not it's gonna hit me like I said a Wreck-It Ralph or The Incredibles did, I don't know. I mean,
so,
I love sci-fi, but Wreck-It Ralph. I mean, that's a damn near perfect movie. It's my absolute favorite animated film of all time. I don't know, man. We'll see. What do you think of it? And say what you can say. I don't know what you're not allowed to say.
So here's what's interesting is that I came into like covering this film from a what are they doing? Like, this is like so like out the box, and like because when you create new worlds, it's a very difficult thing to sell to anyone, because you have to immerse the person and make it in a way believable to some degree. But man, they did a really good job at, yeah, a lot of the things around them are chaotic and very strange world. That's the name of the movie. But the foundation, the story, the family aspect of it is such a grounded topic and very, very well built. I mean, we're going to be dealing with three generations of a family, and expectations from a dad to a dad to a dad.
Yep.
And that's really the core of the story. And
as a dad, I can totally respect that.
And so, well, yeah, it's like, this is what my dad wanted me to be. And this is then in turn what I did with my son, because I didn't want that same pressure of my son, and how it sometimes comes full circle.
Yeah.
And so just that bit, those bits of it that I was able to learn from both Don Hall and Quy Nguyen, sorry. It got me excited, because I was like, this is gonna be a pretty interesting, great story. As a dad, I got excited. And then also one of their companions, I don't know if we were able to see it in the trailer, but he's gonna be a three-legged dog.
Mm.
It's your basic dog, but he has three legs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Fair play to adding a character like that. And then also I don't know if this will be out by then, but sometime this morning an embargo lifts and I'll be able to tell you more about Splat, which is the blue thing that you see in the trailer. And all the animation and all the work that went behind it. If there's one thing I appreciated about that presentation I went to, was being able to sit there with the animators and learn about how difficult it is to put something on screen that looks simple.
What time is the embargo up for you to talk Splat?
9 o'clock.
9 Pacific
PST,
time?
Yeah.
So that is 12 Eastern. This will not be out before 12. Do you want to say something about Splat?
Well, I mean, we could just talk a little bit. Yeah, he's sure, he's kind of an ambiguous character that doesn't have a direction, in the sense that he doesn't have a head, doesn't have a bottom, front or back. Depending on the scene, depending on the moment, he's walking with on two legs, three legs, four legs, five legs, or appendages, whatever you want to call them. And he's whatever he needs to be in that scene. But they did make their life difficult, in the sense that they decided that he would not He can't, he like his shape is his shape. He can't transform.
Oh.
And then but so he still needs
like
to,
a challenge for the animators.
Yeah, very, very challenging. And I do have that all in my piece and kind of the, cool. the what they said and why, because it, yeah. you know, visual storytelling is important to them, mm-hmm. but it's also part of Disney. If you think about it, like the broomstick oh, yeah. in Fantasia, the magic carpet in Aladdin mm-hmm. are two perfect examples of times where you have characters with no faces and really no way of displaying emotion other than, you know, body language,
yeah,
things like that.
Exactly.
So
doing things like having the rug put its hands on its hips, yeah. so to speak, you know,
yeah.
to show displeasure. Yeah.
So honestly, like it's won me over to the point where it's like, all right, there's gonna be some moment in this where I'm gonna probably get teary eyed because, man, I think the movie that. I mean, forever, my favorite Disney movie, I don't care what you release, will be The Beauty and the Beast. Forever. Really? And it honestly has to do a lot with my family growing up, because that was one of the prominent movies in my household, as well as the fact that that's one of the vivid memories I have growing up of us going to watch Beauty and the Beast on ice.
Mm.
And then also when I was younger and went to Disneyland, those are some of the prominent characters. My mom in her room had a big display with Belle, one that we had all bought her together. Nice. So there's that. But as far as teary eyed movie that I cannot handle is the beginning of Up.
Oh yeah,
that is meh. Like they said, honestly said, F your feelings. This is life.
I mean, yeah.
And so,
like I said, the only thing I have to do is die eventually. Everything else is a relative choice, and that's not talking about things that aren't choices, like having a disability or being born some particular way. It's the choice of, like, when people are like, all you got to do is die and pay taxes. And I don't have to pay taxes. I'll pay in other ways if I don't, but I don't have to give money to the. I don't have to. There's no like involuntary like. No, I don't want like yeah. But I hope it's a good. Like I said, man, I have to have like a deep personal connection to something and beyond. Like I'm married. We're
you're married?
Yeah, we've
somebody been, married you?
Crazy, right? next year will be what, 15?
Wow.
No, 16 years. 16 years in March. This upcoming March will be 16 years. February will be 17 years as a couple. So I can definitely relate to Up as far as, you know, having that love. Hopefully she doesn't die anytime soon. But like that doesn't bring me to tears. Stuff that reminds me of being a dad or having been a kid and some of the things that went. I went through with my dad, him being in the army, being gone quite often, you know, emotional stuff like that. That can get me teary eyed. You guys can see that happen in mine and Christine's episode 7, Violet Evergarden reaction, and episode 10. But what really gets me, of course, are things that I've either directly experienced myself during my service. Or service related things again with Christine or Lucas, but like regular tearjerker things, like it does. Not that I don't feel, it's not that I'm not feeling or that I'm too manly to cry. It's just, it doesn't get to me that way. But don't get me wrong, Wreck-It Ralph brings up wonderful emotions, very powerful, very, very strong, very. I freaking love the movie, but I don't get teary-eyed for it that much. I have gotten softer since I became a dad, though, for sure.
You know what?
Like, I can't even stand seeing like kids get hurt in video games these days. It's like, no, don't hurt the kid. Damn it! Why did I have to be a parent a good one at that.
Yeah, being a parent sucks in that way.
Yeah,
because you care a lot more about things. I'll tell you, if you're talking about a movie that's like a dad movie, that just it had me sobbing at different points of the movie, just like. And that is with, actually it's funny because it's with Jake Gyllenhaal, Southpaw. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a boxer. It's a boxer movie. Deals with the loss of, like, a loss of the mom, mm-hmm. and then he's trying to, A, control his temper, B, keep his daughter. And those things alone, in combination, the way they did it, there were some points in the movie that had me crying. Damn. Because of the fact that, you know, it's like you kind of think, it's like, man, like, I'd never want my daughter.
Do you like crying for movies? And this is not being facetious at all. Like, do you get a release out of? Do you like seek that out every now and then just to get a good, you know, emotional?
I don't look for it. And the last few times it's happened, but I also, if it's going to happen, mm-hmm. I let it happen. Yeah, I'm not trying to
hold it in.
I will say, the last movie that caught me off guard and like put me in tears, and it was the strangest thing ever because it surprised me so much that like it kind of even gave me anxiety. Like, why is this happening? Like, what's going on? Believe it or not, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh,
when God.
not me. Sorry.
When Peter Parker number two catches Mary Jane or whatever we call
MJ.
Her MJ and looks and that little moment there, it just did something. I don't know. And like, it completely caught me off guard.
Yeah, I just kind of cringed, but I don't have nostalgia for any of the previous movies. They're fine. Well, two of them are okay. Spider-Man 1 and 2, but everything else was. Anyways, guys, I think that'll about do it for today. Before I go on a Sony Spider-Man rant, check out LRMonline.com every day for entertainment news, opinions, reviews, leaks and rumors, our takes on things, celebrity interviews, exclusive things like what Manny's going to be talking about with a Strange World from an actual on-site visit. All of those available there on the website, as are the podcasts. You can get those on pretty much every app out there. If we're not on one that you like, let us know and we'll try to get on there. You've got Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, Review of the Rings, which covers the Rings of Power. Breaking Geek does everything in entertainment like we do, but longer and only once a week. Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, we're doing She-Hulk right now. And of course, the Cantina will start with Andor this evening. Animeversal Reviews has one more week of Classroom of the Elite Season 2 before we get into both Spy Family and Chainsaw Man. So check that out. And that's part 2 of Spy Family. All of those go up on video format on the YouTube channel, as well as AVR Squared, which is anime reactions, and our trailer reactions via Genreverse or Genre Shot. Jeez, man, brain issues. Anyways, and we've also got a Discord, so if you're into Discord, why not check it out? Head on over, give us a chat, talk about whatever you want. We got all sorts of rooms, all sorts of fun things for each podcast, and everyone's over there. So yeah, check us out. Manny, anything else you want to put out today?
Oh yeah, check out my Instagram and Twitter today, because also
tell them what those are.
At that time, Manny Gomez Media for Twitter, and Riddle Me This _510 for Instagram, because I like being difficult. Because I had a very unique opportunity at Disney when I went last week, which was to record in one of their studios. It's a short line. Ooh. Yeah, but I got to record in the same studios that many other talented people before me were able to do so, and I will now add that to my resume wheel. And so if anybody
certified voice actor. You gotta make your Twitter handle at Manny Gomez Media VA now.
Am I lying though?
You are technically correct, which is, as we all know, the best kind of correct. And
everybody does it on the resume. They expand the truth just a little bit. Because I'm on my resume, believe it or not, the next thing that you know today, it's being updated to voice acting, Disney animation.
Absolutely. 100%. Can't deny it. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.